strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
And thanks for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with us. We talk often on the show about business and being a business-friendly state, that the expansion of business in Arizona, the diversification of our economy, had directly to do with a lot of the tax policies that the legislature and our current governor have come up with and employed in the state of Arizona. Nationally speaking, we know the tax cuts that happened, the new tax reform plan that happened in 2017, there was an explosion in manufacturing jobs and other jobs that happened in the U.S. So to kind of back up this conversation with some expertise, joining us right now from the National Association of Manufacturers is Christopher Netram. Chris, let's talk about this here. Can you talk about 2017 and what that did for the manufacturing world? And what do you think the Build Back Better bill, this even reduced amount of it, what could this do to your industry?
Absolutely. First off, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you today. Look, 2017 was like rocket fuel for manufacturers. Once we passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, what we saw immediately after was just a huge spike in manufacturing, investment, manufacturing employment, and manufacturing wages. In fact, 2018 was the best year for manufacturing job growth in the past 21 years. So this is the most manufacturing jobs created in decades following the passage of tax reform. So taxes really have a key role to play here in the manufacturing economy. And part of that is because, honestly, it's just so darn capital intensive to be a manufacturer in the United States and in Arizona. You need to be able to purchase equipment just to be able to make a product to get it out the door. And one of the key things that we fought for in tax reform was so-called full expensing, the ability to immediately depreciate those big purchases that you make in machinery and equipment. And so to get your question about the Inflation Reduction Act, the reconciliation bill, that's what's at risk here. This so-called book tax, this corporate minimum tax that's being proposed, it effectively lights full expensing, immediate depreciation out of the tax code. So that's what's at risk for us here. In fact, we took a look at this to see what would happen. How does that affect manufacturers if this goes forward? And the Nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation actually looked at this, and they found that about half of the tax burden of this new proposal would fall on manufacturers. That's 49.7% of the burden of this new tax would fall on U.S. manufacturers. So it's clearly a tax on manufacturers. Now, what does that mean? Well, we had our National Association of Manufacturers chief economist take a look at that data, and what he found is that in 2023 alone, what we'll see is a GDP reduction of $68 billion, 218,000 fewer workers in the overall economy, and a labor income decrease of about $17 billion. This is a huge issue. It's a huge issue nationally, and it's a huge issue in Arizona. In fact, the NAM and the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry conducted a snap poll this week on tax, where we found about 90% of manufacturing workers, managers, and advocates opposed this tax, and 91% of manufacturing voters agreed that it would harm the ability to invest in businesses, buy new machinery, and upgrade facilities. Bottom line, it just puts manufacturing jobs at risk.
Have you been able to have a conversation with Senator Sinema from Arizona about that topic? And if so, can you let us in on a little bit of the conversation?
Sure, happy to do it. First off, Senator Sinema, for us, for the manufacturing industry, honestly, has been a really great partner. You know, she's helped push some of our key priorities over the finish line here with historic infrastructure investment and the CHIPS Act to boost U.S. semiconductor manufacturing. And she's always been open to hearing our concerns and our thoughts, and this issue is no different. We've been working with her office for months now. This is not a new proposal. This proposal was first floated last year, and so we've been working with her for many months now to talk about accelerated depreciation and the importance of it. So, you know, she's got all the information she needs, and we're thankful that her door has been open to hear our concerns, and we just hope she does the right thing.
When you look at big and small business, because whenever this is proposed, the rhetoric is about how they're talking about Fortune 500 companies not paying their fair share, but this is not just going to be big manufacturing companies. There's a lot of small manufacturing companies and what's considered to be small businesses in Arizona that'll be hurt by this too, right?
That's right. And there's two ways it's going to happen. So first off is, you know, you're right. Those big companies, when they're hit by this, the manufacturing economy is a little bit different from other segments of the economy in that it's all interdependent. There's a huge manufacturing supply chain, and whatever reduction in investment happens at the top, that flows down through all the suppliers. So, you know, if big company X doesn't buy a new piece of machinery because it's too expensive thanks to this new tax, then, you know, the small and medium-sized firms that make the pieces that go into that machinery and service that machinery and keep that running, those guys take an immediate hit from there. And then the other thing I would point out about this is that, some are pitching this as an alternative minimum tax. We've got a long history of alternative minimum taxes in the United States, and I know you probably have had the same experience as I've had, right? The individual AMT, when it first came into the tax code, was targeted at just a handful of taxpayers, ended up capturing millions and millions of people down the road. I wouldn't be surprised if the same thing happened here.
When you look at regulation in this as well, in some of the sectors, the energy sector and others, when you couple this, the regulation that's going into this, along with the taxation, this could be crippling for some of the industries, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Again, I mean, the cost of doing business as a manufacturer is just so huge. You know, any burden that you add on, any economic burden, just makes it harder to succeed. And frankly, you know, we're facing a number of challenges right now. We've got the NAM, we've got 14,000 manufacturers that are members in every type of manufacturing business. And we poll them every quarter. Typically, what we hear from them, and we've been doing this for 20 years, typically what we hear from them is that their biggest challenge is attracting and retaining a skilled workforce. Always a challenge, right? There's a huge shortage of skilled workers in manufacturing right now. But what we found over the last couple of quarters is the economic challenges are really rising. Companies are struggling with inflation. They're struggling with rising raw material costs. They're struggling with supply chain disruptions. It's just there is a world of bad things going on right now, a really bad soup in which we're operating, and raising taxes in that environment just makes it that much harder to compete.
Well, I appreciate the time this morning. We wanted to have somebody on that was an expert in the field, and the manufacturing sector has grown so much in Arizona, and we'd like to see more of that growth here, and we're just hoping that it stays on the right track, and we appreciate the information this morning.
Great. Thank you for having me. And again, thank you guys for being such huge supporters of the manufacturing economy in Arizona.
Thank you so much. That is Christopher Netram. He is the Managing Vice President of Tax and Domestic Economic Policy for the National Association of Manufacturers. Again, I talk so much about policy and how it guides us and steers us. And this is one of those indicators. We can have this class warfare fight. We can listen to the White House talk about this going after major corporations and Fortune 500 companies. But these are associations that are telling you that this is going to affect the small businesses that you probably work for right here in the state of Arizona. Why would we burden them with higher taxes and getting rid of some of their deductions when it comes to depreciating the equipment that they need in a time when people are struggling already financially? It doesn't make any sense at all.